بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. آمن الرسول بما أنزل إليه من ربه والمؤمنون كل آمن بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله لا نفرق بين أحد من رسله وقالوا سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير. As mentioned yesterday, that when this ayat were revealed, that Allah Ta'ala will take a person to task for what is in the heart, the thoughts, the wasawis, the stray thoughts, thoughts of gunas, etc., which come in the heart, they will be taken to task for that also. So the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum felt it very hard that it is not in our choice thoughts that come in our heart, and that we will be taken for task for that, for that, then definitely we will be destroyed in that case. So they mentioned that to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam taught them that the correct approach for a true believer, ardent lover of Allah, is to accept every command of His and say, Sami'na wa ata'na. We have heard and we follow. And not like the Jews, the Bani Israel, who used to say, Sami'na wa asayna. We heard and we disobey. That must not be our case. So when the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum said that, Allah in His most great kindness, mercy, hikmat, wisdom, then revealed the following ayats. The first two ayats which followed were in the great praises now of the Sahaba, that when they accepted wholeheartedly, though it might be very difficult for us, but whatever your command is, we are accepting that. Then Allah Ta'ala revealed the ayat, آمن الرسول بما أنزل إليه من ربه. مان لیا رسول نے جو کچھ اتارا اس پر اس کے رب کے طرف سے. The Rasul, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has accepted and believed in all that which Allah Ta'ala had revealed. والمؤمنون, اور مسلمانوں نے بھی, and even all the Muslims, that is the Sahaba, who at that time, they all also have accepted. And their believing was more than their seeing. What they saw with their eyes, they did not believe in that as much as what they believed in the words of Allah and His Rasul. So Allah praised them that these are those people who did not see the ghaib, the unseen. They haven't seen Allah. They haven't seen the life of the qabr. Jannat, Jahannam, Pul Sirat, the bridge across Jahannam, the Hisab Kitab, reckoning of the day of Qiyamah, but they believe in that to such an extent that their whole lives, private and public, day and night, are governed by that what they believe in, and not what they see with their eyes. With their eyes they see, we eat food, we get nourished. We take medicine, we get cured. That they did not have as much belief as what they believe that you read Ayatul Kursi and what the great benefits are. You read Surah Fatiha and what the great benefits are. So in that Allah Ta'ala praises them. And further then Allah spells it out. Kullun amana billah, sabne mana Allah ko. All of them, the Rasul and all the Sahaba, they had that firm conviction and belief in Allah Ta'ala. And that is with great detail, all the belief of Allah Ta'ala. Wa malaikatihi, aur unke farishto ko. And they believed in the malaika also, that they are busy doing all the work of Allah. They are everywhere. They believe fully in that also. Wa kutubihi, aur uski kitabo ko, and all the books, the kitabs which Allah had revealed right from the beginning, the true and correct versions of the Bible, of the Injil, of the Torah, which was given to Musa alayhi salam. They believe in all those kitabs in their original and true forms also. Wa rusulihi, aur uske rasoolon ko, and they believe in all the rasools of Allah Ta'ala also. And they believe in the rasools in such a way, la nufarriqu bayna ahadin min rusuli, نہیں کہتے ہیں کہ جو ہم خدا نہیں ہم جدا نہیں کرتے کسی کو اس کے پیغمبروں میں سے. They believe in all the rasuls, all the messengers of Allah in such a way that they don't differentiate between them. That is, not like the Jews, the Bani Israel, they believed in some rasuls and other rasuls they did not believe. They did not believe in Isa alayhi salam. They don't believe in Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No, with the Muslims are such that they accept all the rasuls. There are different stages of the rasuls, but they believe all the rasuls are from Allah Ta'ala and they accept them wholeheartedly. And then what they had that fear in their heart, that what will happen with our stray thoughts that we get. So for that they say, وَقَالُوا سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا اور کہہ اٹھے ہم نے سنا اور قبول کیا. We have heard your command, O Allah, and wholeheartedly we accept your command. And that is the way of a believer, that whatever command comes, he must not say it's too hard for me. He must say, I accept it. Then Allah makes it easy for him. But when he goes negative and he says, no, I can't manage. Rozas are too hard for me. To pay zakat is too heavy for me. I can't do it. Then Allah puts him further back. And then he does not get the tawfiq of doing it. But even if he finds it hard, then he goes forward, Allah makes it easy. Though it is permitted, but we see so many people who are ill, doctors tell them you can't keep rozas, but they say we are going to keep, and they keep, and nothing goes wrong. In fact, the health becomes more better. Little children keep roza. Old sickly people keep roza. So when we have that courage, if we just have a little sneeze and a cough, and we say, I can't go now for Jamaat Namaz, then we'll be kept away from Jamaat Namaz. But we take the courage and we go. We'll see the sneeze and the cough will go away, and we'll carry on going to Jamaat for Jamaat Namaz also. So we must have that courage. We must not become weak. In the COVID time, we saw how many people, just little bit this COVID excuse of the scientist, and they stayed away from the masjid. They stayed away from funerals. They stayed away from the sick people. And those who carried on, they still carrying on. And nothing wrong with them. They did not have to go to hospital or anything. And they carrying on. So we must not be that weak people of that weak iman. That just on a small pretext, we keep that. No, we must move forward. And what we say at the same time, غفرانك. The teri bakhshish chahte hai. Oh Allah, forgive us. We are weak. That is the true believer all the time. No, he tries his best. Like Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali wrote, our elders, sab kuch the, aur apne aap ko kuch nahi samajhte the. They had all the qualities, they had perfection, but they regarded themselves as absolutely nothing. We are nothing, and we regard ourselves as being perfect and being very great. They are who they were such, they were everything, but regarded themselves to be nothing. So that we seek for forgiveness all the time. رَبَّنَا وَإِلَيْكَ الْمَصِيرِ اور تیری ہی طرف لوٹ کر جانا ہے. And we got no choice because we are going to return to Allah. We're not going to return to our own nafs. We're not going to return to the people. We're not going to return to this dunya. We are all going to return to Allah. So our matters with Allah, we must make properly clear so that when we go there, we are received in a most wonderful way with all our matters having sorted out. And that is in this simple word, سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا غُفْرَانَكَ رَبَّنَا وَإِلَيْكَ الْمَصِيرُ. We read those dua with its meaning. And then when maut comes, we will go to Allah in such a way that we will be received as VIPs. With great love and red carpet treatment we will be received. But if we kept back and we did not fulfill Allah's commandments, We said, no, I can't manage it. I can't do it. Then it will be a different story. May Allah guide us to righteousness. Let us follow in the footsteps of the Sahaba and turn sincerely and truly to Allah. And let us not be overtaken by our whims and desires, by what people are saying, and to please people. We must see what Allah wants from us, and we must please Him.